welcome into Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, and alongside the one and only Coach Carlisle.
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, you guys wrapped up the Marion County Tournament since last time we talked, and we talked a day prior to the first game of the tournament, and that was against Lawrence North, a team that people picked to be a favorite to win the whole thing, and you guys put them away early and fast. You guys won 77-48, and you guys probably played the best defense that people have seen on C.J. Gunn really this season, and really since he's kind of became a star. So you guys really shut down Gunn, and you picked up a big victory.
Yeah, man, I thought that the guys were locked in and ready to play. As evident of the final score, we played a really, really good defense. We shared the ball early and often. That's the brand of basketball that we come accustomed to, especially within that 11-game win streak that we had. Great defense that led and fed to our offense and early offense in transition.
And then you guys won that game, so that means you got to play Wednesday. Home here, Ben Davis versus Park Tudor. And, I mean, this game was obviously just a blowout as well, 74-39. And, I mean, the guys just came out to play again.
Man, and was hit and missed in that one is Sean Arnold did a great job on Jermaine Coleman, who has multiple Division I offers and is averaging about 17 to 18 points a game. So, yeah, I think he finished the game with two. The gym in all of this was the type of defense that we've been playing, especially on high-caliber players in the streak that we had.
And, I mean, in this game, at the end of the first quarter, you guys had a one-point lead, 9-8, and you guys had a big margin of a lead at halftime. That just shows that this team, even they can start ugly and cold, can find a groove and get hot.
They can get hot in a hurry. And like I said, most of that is attributed to the defense that we were able to play on occasion, and it's been more of an occasion on that defensive side than not lately. But where we have to get better is when we have lulls, and defensively we fall asleep at times. But I'm extremely proud of the guys and how they've been battling probably the last month and a half.
Yeah, and then finally, you guys played on Friday, the final win of the 11-game winning streak, and you guys played versus Pike at Southport to advance to the Marion County Tournament final, and you guys blew them out as well, 69-42, and I mean, just another excellent game by the team.
Man, it wasn't even that close. And once again, man, we did a really, really good job. I think Conwell ended up with 21.
But that was all really second half points.
He started early, but it was really the only points that they had. I think it's at halftime they had 16, he had 14. But no one else scored. So, you know, we did a really good job on him as well. He's a really tough player. He's relentless, and he was able to get to and pass his average. But as you saw, the final score was indicative of what we did to them as a team, you know. And even defensively, I thought that he had to work for the points that he had. A lot of his points came off second chance opportunities and the free throw line. So, I was just really encouraged by how this team and as a group and individually played defense.
And then finally Saturday, you guys play the Marion County Tournament Championship. There was two trophies on the line, obviously the Tourney Championship and the Traveling Trophy, the King of the County. And you guys actually won it on Friday. This game versus North Central, you guys jumped out to a big margin of a lead. I think the biggest you guys led was 20 or 19 around there in the early first quarter and second quarter. And then you guys went to your bench. Obviously, players got in foul trouble. Then they started to get back there. I mean, you guys still had a good margin of lead at halftime. And then in the second half, I mean, it was really all North Central. You guys still held in. You forced overtime. I mean, Sheridan Sharp hit a clutch shot, one of the clutchest shots I've seen all season from this team. And then eventually, foul trouble led Charon Arnold going out. And then you guys ended up losing the game. So, Coach, take us through that one.
Yeah, man, I thought that we started the game with juice and energy. We built the lead, and I just feel like most of the games where we had this type of lead, the teams kind of folded.
And this team didn't.
And North Central didn't. I thought that we took a step back and just figured the game was over. Foul trouble had something to do with it as it did in the first game that we played North Central probably like a week and a half ago. Zane and Sean both went out in the first quarter with fouls, which led to that game being close as it was. And the same thing happened, a little bit later, but it happened where we had to go to the bench. Now, we would go to the bench at this point anyway just to get guys rest, but that's when that lead kind of dwindled from 20 to 13 at halftime, and they came out on a quick 8-0 run to start the third quarter. And we just didn't have a good third quarter. I thought the mm-hmm. fourth quarter was a little bit better as far as execution and us able to get into the things that we wanted to do. But in the third quarter, we didn't run much. We took a lot of bad quick shots. And defensively, we lost our guys a little bit. Fourth quarter-wise, man, they just kind of got downhill. I shortened up the bench, which I probably should have, in retrospect, played a few more guys and mm-hmm. get those guys a little bit of a break. But just the way the flow of the game, the way the game was going, I thought we were better served to stay with the guys that had been playing. So it bit us in the butt in the end as far as just those guys. He was running a few guys in and keeping them fresh, and they had the legs in the end to finish the game. So it's just a learning experience for myself, a learning experience for the team. We had plenty of opportunities to win the game, to close the game, missed free throw opportunities, a couple missed box outs, mm-hmm. bad turnovers toward there at the end when we got defensive rebounds. And the last one, we got them. I called a timeout to freeze the shooter. He ended up missing, and they got a big offensive rebound and a foul, which led to the difference in the game. So regardless of whatever happened, we had plenty of opportunities yeah. to still win the game. If we just get a couple defensive rebounds, then this game is over. Make a couple more free throws, and this game is over. But it's a great opportunity for us to learn and move forward. It was a great tournament experience for those guys. We played, I think, 6 games in 7 days. Mm-hmm. A majority of the guys got an opportunity to play in a tournament-type atmosphere. So it was good, man. Of course, we would always want to come out with that win, and it hurt my feelings that we wasn't able to do it. But at the same time, man, you always got to look for the positive. We know what we need to work on defensively. If we just grab a couple rebounds and finish a couple plays, then we're 12 in a row, and probably looking at top. One of the top spots in the state, and king of the county and the county championship, which have been eluding us since '95.
Oh, so, I know.
That thing, man, that hurt us. That hurt everybody for us to come out and play the way we did in that second half. But like I said, it's a learning experience. We all moving forward. We play tonight, so we'll have a good opportunity to move forward really fast.
Yeah, and I mean, you always got next year, and in all retrospect, I mean, it's all about winning state titles, and that hasn't came, and I think this is the bump in the road you guys need to really boost yourself to be a state contender. And I don't know if you know this, but in the rankings, you guys went into the tournament at 11th mm-hmm. ranked in the coaches poll, and you guys bumped up to 6th in the state. So
nice,
you're getting up there, but I think you have a couple teams on the schedule that are in front of you. I think Carmel's number one, and mm-hmm. you play them soon, and I think U Tech is a team that's ranked ahead of us as well, so that's mm-hmm. going to be a 2 games that can climb the rankings as well if we beat them. But you guys do play tonight at Decatur Central, not that far here from Ben Davis. I think mm-hmm. it's only a 15-minute drive. You play the 7-5 Decatur Central team. What do you expect from tonight's game, and really just try to get it back rolling?
Tracy's a really good player, man. Two-sport star athlete. I think he's averaging over 20 points for them in basketball, and of course he's a great football player, but they're a scrappy bunch. They have some athletic guys that play extremely hard, so for us to get in there and get a win, man, we're gonna have to put our hard hats on and decide that we're gonna be physical and play as hard or exceed their intensity tonight. If not, then we'll be in for a dogfight. That's what's expected. So from our standpoint, myself and the coaching staff, we just want the guys to go out there and play hard and be able to execute what we have determined to be the game plan.
Yeah, and I mean, this is going to be a big one. I mean, like you said, Tracy's got averaging 21 this season. And it's not that far away from Ben Davis. So if anyone's looking to go to a game tonight, it's all the way out in Decatur Central, and it should be a good one. Get this band back rolling. But you guys do play this Friday. You're taking on a Mick team that's no longer going to be in the Mick after this season.
Yep.
But they're still in the Mick as of right now. I do think this game is at Center Grove.
It is.
But you guys play a conference team, Center Grove, and the Trojans on the year. Let me take a look at it. They're 7-5. They have yet to win in the Mick. Mm-hmm. So what do you expect from the Trojans this Friday night?
The same thing. You know, those guys will play a pack line defense. They'll be packed in, and they'll make it tough for us to run the things that we want to run. Offensively, they'll be patient, and they'll be well coached. So we'll have to stay the course to get another win in the Mick. That'll move our tally to 5. And we'll win this game. We'll be undefeated going into that Carmel game. So the plan is to be prepared to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to get this one, get back on the right side of things tonight, and then of course we're not looking past Decatur Central, but have ourselves going on another streak going into that Carmel game next Friday. So and that is a home game. So for me, I expect them to play hard. I expect them to be well coached, and I expect them to give us the same type of effort that every team has given us this year. So we'll be ready. We'll make sure that we get ourselves prepared and ready to go to get these next two victories.
Yeah, so hopefully next time I'm talking to you, Coach, you guys will be 13-3 and starting your own winning streak again. But both games will be away games this week until we talk to Coach next Monday. But Decatur Central only 15 minutes away from here at Ben Davis, so a good game to go to tonight. And Center Grove, a really pretty nice gym, so that will be a good game Friday night basketball. So make sure to get some good games coming your way. And, Coach, we'll talk to you next Monday and as we get ready for Carmel versus Ben Davis. But I've been Jackson White. Thanks to Coach for joining me, and we'll see you next Monday, Coach.
Yep.